Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Ahmed Nasser Zingstra. I'm from the Netherlands in Europe. I would like to talk a little bit about my life before the Islam. I'm born in a family from my father, mother, five brothers and sisters. Our religion in that time, we were Christian. That means when I was young, I was told about God, and I know about the concept of God. And from when I was young, I'm very interested in the meaning of life. I remember my mother used to tell me that when I was little, I sit with her in the backyard in the evening, watching the stars and having more questions about God. Who is God? And if people die, where they go? All these kinds of things, because it keeps me busy from inside. Also, I remember once I was watching television and there was one program about the room, the Romans. They had a big, big empire, but all they disappeared. The complete empire disappeared, only ruins remained. It fascinated me that a big empire suddenly disappeared and there is nobody left from that time. It made me wonder, what's the meaning of life? If you die, what's going to happen with you? These answers I didn't find in Christianity, the way how we believe. I had many questions about this. I asked my father and mother, but they couldn't answer these questions. Also in church, when I asked the reverend, he couldn't give me satisfactional questions. It resulted that I became a little bit disappointed in Christianity. And I didn't go to church anymore, and I was doing my life. If I look back, what motivated me to do Islam is I was a longer time, I left the church, wasn't busy with the concept of what they're teaching us, but always I believed in God. I remember in the evening I did my prayers, I prayed to God, I asked him questions, if I need something I ask him for help. This I did in the evening. In this thing, I kept it for always. When I became around 14, 15, I started to look to other religion. I looked to Catholicism, Jehovah, other groups inside Christianity, but I couldn't find the satisfaction. Till I met one friend, he became a friend to me, he came from Turkey. And mostly the people from Turkey, they are Muslim. He told me a lot about his religion, that he's a Muslim and that he's praying five times. He explained me the Arkan al-Islam. I get interested. He told me about the Islam, how is it and how they worship, and about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he asked me to embrace Islam. I told him I can't, because I cannot from you. Because I see him, he tell me I love the Islam like this. But for example, he didn't pray five times a day, like he told. I say, I can't from you, but maybe from somebody else. Also, I was afraid, because he told me about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But as you know, in Christianity, they talk about Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, that he is the Son of God, and that he can be God, all these kind of things. And I could not believe that from day one. He talked a lot about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I felt like it's the similarity like Christianity. I asked him, okay, I am interested in Islam. I like to know more about Islam. Can you bring me to somebody and explain me more about Islam? He brought me to the mosque. In the area there was a masjid, Turkish masjid, and I meet the imam. I told them I'm interested in Islam and I like to see the prayer. They brought me upstairs and I could see down to the masjid where the people were praying. It was the time of prayer was to begin. When I saw the Muslim pray all together, united behind one imam, I became very touched because it was a very powerful picture to me. After that, I get some booklets, some information about Islam. I took it with me home. I start reading about it and I get interested. It didn't make me to embrace Islam, but I had a first introduction with Islam. In that time, I was working in refugee centers for refugees. I met there many Muslim people, and practically I get more contact with people from all over the world. I remember very good, it was in Ramadan, time of Ramadan. The Muslims were fasting, and I met one man from Sudan. This man from Sudan used to work with us, he doing translation and other jobs for us. I see him during Ramadan time very, very satisfied. He looked very, very nice. His eyes give me a feeling of attraction. It's attracting me. I talked with him about this, and he told me that, yes, about Ramadan, that he's fasting, and this is a way to come closer to Allah. And he told me about this spiritual feeling in this. I became very attracted to it, and I like to discuss it with him. And I felt the Islam as something very, very, very powerful and very practically. Because in Christianity, the people used to fast maybe 1 or 2 days. But in Europe, mostly this is already forgotten. Nobody's fasting. But I was looking for something I can touch, I can implement in my life. After some time, he gave me a Quran. This Quran, it took some time before I started reading it. I know the Bible from before I was reading it. Now I get another book, what I believe is from God. And it took me some time to read it because I was, in a way, scared. I get disappointed in Christianity, and I was afraid because I have a high expectation that this could happen to me with Islam, same. That I get disappointed from what I was reading in the Quran, that I could not accept it. I started reading the Quran, and honestly, I didn't understand that much from it because it was a totally different book, like, for example, the Bible I was used to. And I didn't understand that much from it. But I felt the way how it's written and the way it touched me in a way. After that, I want to try to read the Quran again, but try to understand what it means. I was reading, started to read the Quran, and I told myself, like an inner feeling, okay, I want to read the Quran carefully, try to understand it, and implement what is ordering. Because I know from what I was reading that it's a practical book also. It tells us what to do. It leads us to a certain way. For example, if you start reading the Quran says something, for example, about you should not eat pork. I was eating pork, like normal, like anyone in Holland. And I knew it's in the book, I will stop it. I will not drink alcohol. I will not eat pork. I will not steal. I will not lie. All these kind of things. I would not do it anymore. I was ready to change myself. I did not really face problems with my friends and my family when I referred to Islam. I remember when I felt that I wanted to become a Muslim, it was very important to me to tell my mother, for example. But I find it difficult, because in Holland that time, it is now around 15 years ago I referred to Islam. In Holland that time, you wouldn't find easily somebody from Holland and he's a Muslim. Mostly the people you meet in Holland who are Muslim are people from Morocco, Turkish, or from Indonesia, but not a Dutch person. It took some time before I had enough courage to tell my mother. I told her, look, my mother, I would like to tell you something important. I like to tell you. I want to become a Muslim. My mother, she looked at me, and then she told me something very special. She said, I was expecting that. Really, this is something you not expect. I said, how you know that I wanted to make a choice like this? She told me, I know you, you are my son. I know you from when you are little. She told me that time, she told me the story when I'm little, that I'm very interested. Always I have questions about God, about where you go when you die, all these questions. And she knew that I am very, very attached to this. It was not that difficult. My friends, yeah, they were careless about it. They not really interested. This is your choice? Okay, do it. As long as you don't change too much, there is no problem with it. Only my father was a little bit difficult because he ignored it. He didn't never really talk with me about this. One of the changes I experienced when I embraced Islam, that was the time I make shahada. I remember I made an appointment with the imam from the masjid that I should come on Friday before Jummah prayer. He told me to wash myself good, dress myself nice, come to the masjid and make shahada in front of all the Muslims who are in the masjid. I remember that was a very, very, very huge experience for me. I made the shahada, and mashallah, if you see the happiness from all the Muslims, that they became happy that somebody, he came from another religion to embrace Islam. It was a very, very great moment. But the biggest change was maybe a few hours after that. When I came home, I get dressed, I felt something changed. I felt change in my heart. I felt that I changed, but I could not name it. I couldn't name it what happened. Like somebody who have a problem with his hormones or something, he feels something inside his body, but he don't know what is the cause of it. This is what I felt. I felt kind of relief, happiness. Later on, subhanAllah, I find out that if a person, he referred from kufr or from another religion to Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will forgive him all his past sins and he will make his wrongdoings hasanat. This now I know, this was the feeling I felt in my heart. This was a big change. Like I told you before, I did not meet in Holland too much Muslims. And what we know is that Muslims, they are in Arab countries, they are in Morocco, Egypt, Turkey, and I didn't see really Muslims who are practicing Islam. I meet people who come from Muslim countries, they are working in Holland, but you couldn't see from outside. But like I told you, when I came in the masjid, what I liked from the first feeling, what I like is the unity from the Muslims, the unity of being together, praying together, worshipping one God. This is something impressed me and still impressing me. I am active in the field of dawah, because dawah, actually it means invite somebody to Islam, invite somebody to the truth, is obligatory on every Muslim, and I'm active in that. Me, I'm from Holland, but I'm living in Sharjah. But still, I am connected with Europe. Since 1.5 months ago, I started together with another brother in France, a company named Dar al-Hijra. Dar al-Hijra is taking care about Muslims who like to leave Europe and migrate to Emirates. We take care about the people when they come here. We provide them with advice, consultation, how to buy a house, halal, all these kind of things. We started a website. If you like, you can see more information on the website. It's www.dar-alhijra.net. If you look to the response on Dawah, it can be different. You have people, they are not ready. You see different thing, huh? You have people, they are not ready to accept Islam. You have people, they refuse the Islam because they are busy with other things. They are busy with their lives and they don't want to look to their creator, the meaning of life, or even they don't want to look that there is coming a time that we will go to another life. At the other side, you have people, they are very interested. They like to know more. You can provide them with information, with books. Depends on the person. Like I told you, involved in dawah by trying to explain the Islam to a person who don't know. Shortly, for example, I was talking with somebody from Philippines. In this country, you have people working, a lot of workers from Philippines, and they are Christian. They have a Christian background. I will provide them with the information about Islam, tell them about Allah, who is Allah, how we're worshipping Allah, about meaning of life. Because really, we are not in this life only to live, to make career, to be very strong in your position in the work or anything like that. No, we have to consider, for example, that this life is going to end and that we will meet our Creator one day. And our Creator will ask us, what did you do? What did you do for me? It's very important to be aware of that and also to invite the people to know about this. Because it's a reality, and we should know that. If I look to the current situation in the Muslim world, I think, it can be improved a lot. Because I see a lot of countries, they are Muslim countries, but the implementation is away from Islam. Like, for example, if I look to UAE, I see the people, they are very interested in what happened in Europe, what happened in America, and they see that they have a lot of know-how and they know what is. They are very focused on material, and I see many times that the Islam have a second place, and that would be not the way. Because if we look to it, a Muslim say, for example, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah means that you worship Allah, that you obey Allah, and that you follow the rules of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just to become a complete human being, to follow the Islam. Because Islam, he brings you an understanding of why are you in this world? What is expected from you? How you can fill in your time to be a good person, to be a good human being? How you are going along with other people? Not only with other Muslim people, no, with the people from all religions. What is expecting from you? This is something very important we should know. And this should be on the first place. Economy is important, but we should know everything happening in this world is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should put Allah first and His Prophet. Many people say, I love Allah, I love the Rasul. But what does it mean? Really, you should know what it means. If you say, I love Allah, that means you will accept what He tells you and you will do what He tells you. If you say, I love the Rasul, it means you will do what he tells you. This is a very important thing. If I would like to give a message to the brothers and sisters in Islam, and in a way to not only to brothers and sisters in Islam, but to anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Creator. He created this world for us to live. He gives everything we need. We should be thankful for Allah. We should always consider that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Rahman, He is Rahim. He wants the best for us. He wants us to make the best choices. And we should really, really understand and try to understand and look for it, why Allah, He created us. What He meant with us to live in this world, where we are going. These things are very, very important. I remember something in the time I wanted to become Muslim. In Christianity, for example, when you want to be a Christian, you should be baptized, they have a ceremony, and a lot of things around it. I thought in Islam it's something like that. I remember I was wondering myself, how can I become a Muslim? What I should do to become a Muslim? I had a few times contact with one imam, and I called him so now and then, and he could always give me right questions about Islam. I told him, I want to become Muslim, but what I should do for it? Because I think should be ceremony, all these kind of things. He told me, important thing is that you believe is that there is one God and that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his prophet. And if you utter these words and you mean it from your heart, so simple, you are Muslim. I thought something fantastic, it's something so simple. And it fits. To become a Muslim, to enter Islam, is not something so difficult. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the religion for us in many, many, many aspects very easy. That happened to me before I came to Islam. After I became Muslim, alhamdulillah, I feel the first period, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He took care about me. Many things in Islam became easy. For example, I like the prayer, I was learning the prayer, I was learning, for example, to read Surah Al-Fatiha, because you should study when you start Islam. You should study at least a little bit. Especially in the beginning, I was busy with learning how to pray and how to say, for example, Surah Al-Fatiha. It's very important because the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he taught us that we have to do our prayers in Arabic. And my mother tongue was Dutch. These kind of things you are occupied with, especially in the beginning. Like, for example, sometimes you can wonder, how does it be possible that somebody who is born in a non-Muslim country and is born in a country the majority is Christian, he become Muslim? Really, for me, it's a very simple question. Especially after I became Muslim, I became aware of that. Let me say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created all the human beings in a fitra. We know that. Fitra means everybody knows who is Allah. The one who is born in the jungle, the one who is born in the city, the one who is educated, the one who is not educated, the one who is little, the one who is old. All of us, we know who is Allah. How come? Because Allah, He told us at the beginning of creation. He teaches who is He. And everybody have this awareness in his heart. And this is called fitra. You can do two things. You can look for your fitra, or you can lose it. Many people, unfortunately, lose it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created every insan with fitra, but the parents, the father or the mother, make him other religion, make him away from the truth, make him away from Islam. But the people who are really looking for the truth, Allah, He will give them. And like in my case, I was always praying, like I told you before, I was praying to Allah from my bed when I was little, till I became older, every night, in my way. Ask Him, Ya Allah, Ya God, give me the right way. Let me understand what is the meaning of this life, what I should do. And Allah, alhamdulillah, hear my prayer, and He made me Muslim. I didn't become Muslim because I could be or I couldn't. No, Allah, He made me a Muslim. And He can do that with anyone who is looking for the truth. Because I believe that there is believers and there are non-believers. And I believe that non-believers are people who don't want to believe. These people, they are non-believers. And the person who want to believe, what any religion he have, he will guide him to Islam. I like that very much to be in your program. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.